जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद श्री अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद दिस इज अ वर्स फ्रॉम Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 13, verse 111, is where Mother Sita Thakurani is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We also sung a special bhajan in her glory. I know it's not usual to sing this bhajan at this time of the day, but we did it to glorify Sita Thakurani, because her name is mentioned in the bhajan. Advaita Charya Bharya Jagat Pujita Arya Namatanra Sita Thakurani Acharyera Agya Pana Gela Upahara Lana Dekhite Balaka Shiromani. Advaitacharya Bharya Jagat Pujita Arya Namatanra Sita Thakurani Acharyera Agyapana Gela Upahara Lana Dekhite Balaka Shiromani Advaita Acharya Bharya Jagat Pujita Arya Namatanra Sita Thakurani Acharyera Agapana Gela Upahara Lana Dekhite Balak Shiromani. Go ahead. Advaita Acharya Bharya Jagat Pujita Arya Namatanra Sita Thakurani Advaita Acharya Bharya, the wife of Advaita Acharya, Jagat Pujita, worshipped by the whole world. Arya, the most cultured lady. Nama, name. Tanra, her. Sita Thakurani, Mother Sita. Acharyera Agyapana, taking the order of Advaita Acharya, Gela, went, Upahara, presentation, Lana, taking, Dekhite, to see, Balaka, the child, Shiromani, topmost. Translation. One day shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaitacharya's wife Sita Devi, who is worshipable by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see the topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. Please repeat. One day shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaitacharya's wife, Sita Devi, who is worshipped by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see the topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. It appears that Advaitacharya had two different houses, one at Shantipur and one at Navdweep. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaitacharya was residing not at Navdweep house, but at his Shantipur house. Therefore, after formerly explained in text 99, from Advaita's old parental house, Nijalaya, in Shantipur, Sita came to Navdeep to present the gifts to the newborn child Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshunumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Namano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayamrupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin iti namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desh Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're trying to speak about Mother Sita Devi, who is the wife of Advaitacharya. Those who are not completely familiar with Advaitacharya, is there anybody who is not completely familiar with Advaitacharya here? Everybody is familiar with Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya is partial incarnation of Mahavishnu as well as Sadashiva. His wife, Mata Sita, and her sister named Shri are both his wives. He has two houses also. We have in our revealed scriptures not very much information about Mother Sitarani's, Sita Thakurani's childhood and so on. Only her father's name is given. Her father's name is Narsingha Bhaduri. That's the same last name as the wife of the famous film star here, Jaya Bhaduri. Anybody is aware of Jaya Bhaduri, whose Jaya Bachchan now, Amitabh Bachchan's wife, also comes from Bhaduri family. They are also Bengali. So this is the same last name. Mother Sita Devi also comes from Bhaduri family from 500 years before. But Advaitacharya, there is his childhood pastimes that are given, and a very interesting one that comes to mind is in his childhood, his name was Mangala, also known as Kamalaksha. And he went to school in his childhood with the son of the king. And as children are exposed to different rituals and systems of how to go to the temple, how to offer obeisances and things like that, they were also taught. But one day, the children went to a temple of Kali, and all the children offered obeisances at the temple except Advaitacharya. So Advaitacharya, as children are, naturally, they catch each other, they keep an eye on each other. Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Shri Radha Sam Sundar ki, Gaur Nitai ki, Shri La Prabhupada ki. So children usually police each other, keep an eye on each other. So the son of the king noticed that, oh, all of us are offering obeisances to the Devi on the altar, and look at this, Mangala, he doesn't want to offer obeisances. So first he approached Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya said, well, you know, whatever. But the boy was not happy with the answer that Advaitacharya gave. So he went to his father, the king. He said, look, this little boy, my class fellow, he's so arrogant. He doesn't want to offer obeisances to Devi. So the king, just to pacify his son, told somebody else, okay, go tell Mangala to also offer obeisances. But it didn't work out, so the matter came back to the king. And the king, instead of approaching Advaitacharya, a little boy of 5-year-old, did the more appropriate thing of approaching his father. Advaitacharya's father was named, what is his name? Kuvera Pandit. Not only was he named Kuvera Pandit, he is also mentioned to be the incarnation of Kuvera himself. So, Kuvera Pandit, playing the role of a regular human being, chastised Kamalaksha. What am I hearing? You're not offering obeisances to the Devi on the altar? And Kamalaksha said, look, if all of you really insist, I can offer obeisances. But then you would have to all face the consequence. And when the king heard that, he went absolutely ballistic. This little 5-year-old is threatening us. How dare he? So, okay, we will accept the consequences. Offer obeisances. And Kamalaksha humbly went to offer obeisances. And the whole murti of Devi exploded in tiny little pieces all over the place because the Devi could not accept that Advaitacharya himself was actually being forced to offer obeisances to her. And Advaitacharya, although only 5 years old, he advised his father, this is not the end of the prakop that will come from Devi. This will continue. This village, the town where we live, is going to really have to pay the cost of causing this murti to break like that. So let us leave town, get out of here, move away. So they moved to another city, which is different than Shantipur, known as Pralopi or something like that. Anybody remembers? I read it. That's actually where Haridas Thakur also lived. Sometimes when the river flows in a way in the sand hills kind of thing, the river makes a little cavity, the flow of the river water makes a little cavity, and that makes a little hole inside the sand hill. And that was the home of Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur became friends with Advaitacharya. And later on, when they all grew up, at one time when when Advaitacharya was observing a Shraddha ceremony for his forefathers, invited all kinds of brahmanas. And when you observe a ceremony like that, you have all kinds of brahmanas present there, then you have to choose one brahman who you are going to serve first. It's like Agrim Puja, like how Lord Krishna was chosen by the Pandavas for Agrim Puja in the Ashwamedh Yajna. So similar to that, one brahmana had to be chosen. And Advaitacharya actually chose Haridas Thakur, who was not even born in a Brahmin family, and was actually born in a Muslim family. And the whole Brahmin community, they knew of it, that this person is a Muslim. How dare Advaitacharya worship him before all of us, the smart of Brahmanas? This is an insult, but Advaitacharya did not care. He said, Haridas Thakur possesses the most Brahminical qualities of everybody in the room. There can be nobody offered anything before Haridas Thakur. Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki. So that way, by personal example, Advaitacharya established Haridas Thakur to the highest order of brahmanas and proved that the Vaishnavas are above and beyond the brahminical level. This is even before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the Sankirtan Yajna. Before all that. So, Mother Sita Thakurani here, because Advaitacharya knew for a while he had been worshipping and praying for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear, to incarnate, and he knew where he was going to appear. the parents. So it took a while before he found out that Mother Sachi actually gave birth to a child. Although Shantipur is not that far from Mayapur, it is something like a 1 hour taxi ride, but that is only these days. Those days, going maybe by foot or going on a cart or a little palanquin, how the ladies used to travel those days, it could be a 5-6 hour journey. So soon as Advaitacharya found out that Mother Sachi has given birth, he requested his wife, please take all kinds of presents and go and check out that child. Is he the one that we've been waiting for? Although he kind of knew, but he just wanted to get a physical confirmation. And when the ladies are in that way, that they are, they have just given birth and the total purification ceremonies haven't taken place and all that, the men are not really allowed in their rooms. And the babies also cannot be really that freely be seen by any men who's coming to visit. So that's why Mother Sita Thakurani was given the special role as a woman. She would get the entry right into the room of Mother Sachi Devi. And she was an elderly lady. She had many sons of her own. Mother Sachi Devi, on the other hand, had although one other son, but she had also lost so many daughters. And she was very worried that I have lost so many children in the childhood. Am I going to be able to have this little boy survive? So Mother Sita Thakurani went to have darshan of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to confirm all the transcendental markings in the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya. For that purpose she went, and she was also guiding. So from this description in this chapter, it seems like she stayed there for quite a while. She did not just go to visit, see the child and come back. She stayed there for a while. And it is also mentioned further that she was actually instrumental in naming Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai. Lord Nimai ki. So it was understood by the local kind of village, kind of understanding, that some kind of evil spirit must be behind all the children of Sachi Devi. That's why one after the other, they all pass on, they don't survive. So somehow or the other, we have to protect this little child from that evil. So, to help that, let us name him by the name of Neem, the tree that the child is born under. Because the Neem tree is known, according to the Vedas, to be a tree that throws away or keeps away all evil spirits of all kinds. Any subtle bhutas, pretas, black magic, all these kind of things, they do not affect the neem tree and people who are under the neem tree. That's why there is an old tradition. Everybody wants to have a neem tree in their house. Everybody wants to have a neem tree somewhere or the other. So we are under the protection. Not these days, things have changed because people have forgotten, they do not know, or they think the neem tree makes a lot of mess and then you have to clean up, and so on, so many reasons. But the original reason is to have your house, your area protected from the evil spirits. So if we name this child Neemai, then his name is Neem. That way, no evil spirit will come around him because he's named after Neem. So that was the understanding the mother Sita Devi actually gave the name, suggested the name of Neemai, which Mother Sachi Devi really liked and accepted. But of course, later on, the name-giving ceremony was performed. And in the name-giving ceremony, what was the name given to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Vishwambar Mishra, because Mishra is his family name. Vishwambar Mishra was the name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was also known by Gauranga, Gaura, Gaura Hari, so many different names Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known by. But his dear mother, Mother Sachi Devi, always called him Neemai. Neemai, Neemai, like that. So that was, still there is a system more or less. The mothers in India, many of them, they have their own name that they call their son by, which is a different name than a legal name, and so on. They have their own loving name that they love to call their child by. And of course, later on, they try to change, because some of these loving names these days are very childish, like Tinku and Pinku and Rinku and some sound like names of dogs and stuff, so they like to change them. But Mother Sachi Devi had a beautiful name for her son, and she always called him Neemai. So here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that it seems like Adityacharya has two different houses, one in Shantipur and one in Navadvip. When we go to Shantipur when we go to Navadvip Parikrama, we actually come across, we go to Shantipur for the Shantipur festival. At the Mayapur festival time, we have one day dedicated just to the Shantipur festival. How many devotees have been to a Shantipur festival here? Several devotees. If you see the amount of khichdi we cook there for that day, it is actually worth going just to see that much amount of khichdi. It's like you can fill up this hall here, this middle area here where you have the boat festival. You have enough khichdi and have the boat festival in it. That it's probably more khichdi than that. And also when we go around Navadvip, we come to another house. Another very interesting thing, because originally I was told that today I was going to be speaking on Sita Devi, who is the consort of Lord Ram. So I came across in the Navadvip Parikrama, there is a temple that we go to called Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu. Anybody been to Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu? Yes, some devotees. Maybe more have gone but do not remember the name. Everybody who's been, the first day that we cross the river and go to Navadvip, it's one of the first stops we make right after the bhajan kuti of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. At Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu, there is a very famous pastime, that how we can justify that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his young wife who was 16 years old and took sannyas. How is that? A husband is supposed to be looking after his wife, and he left that responsibility and took sannyas. So they have a local katha there that this was the deal between the Supreme Personalities of Godhead. How was it that at the time of Ramayana, when Devi Sita was just about to be kidnapped by Ravan, Lord Ram already knew what was going to happen. So he requested Devi Sita, please go in the shelter of the fire god, and we will have a shadowy Sita over here because Ravan is coming to kidnap you. So we will make sure that you do not get kidnapped. And of course, no Ravan can even touch Devi Sita. There was no possibility even for Ravan to be able to abduct Devi Sita. It was only the shadowy Sita who was abducted. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going around on his yatra, he came across this devotee whose name was Ram Das Vipra. And Ram Das Vipra used to cry and cry over this pastime that Devi Sita got kidnapped. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went to pacify him. And no, Devi Sita was never kidnapped. There nobody can, let alone kidnapping, nobody can even touch Devi Sita. It was the shadowy Sita. And of course, Ramadas Vipra, although he wanted to trust Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but was not able to develop full trust. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came across the Kurma Puran, he ripped out a page that said this exact information that shadowy Sita was the one who was kidnapped, and brought it back to Ram Das Vipra. Here, look, see, I've been telling you, it says that in the Kurma Puran. Please believe me now. And that way, this devotee, he stopped crying, he stopped the anxiety mood. So in any case, in the dialogue between Devi Sita and Lord Ram, Devi Sita asked Lord Ram, okay, you want to send me to the protection of fire god, so I'm gone. Okay, you will be left with my shadow, but my shadow is going to be kidnapped by Ravan. So what will you do? Lord Ram said, what will I do? I will cry my eyes out. I will look for you, go from jungle to jungle, and cry, Sita, Sita. And I will spend years looking for you. Devi Sita said, that is not fair. I cannot allow that. I am a chaste wife. I cannot allow my husband to go through such a painful condition and cry for me. Willingly, I cannot allow that. My stri dharma does not allow me to see you go through such a disturbing state. I cannot do it. Lord Ram said, look, for the pastimes to go on, for the purpose that we have incarnated in this world, we have to do this. Because if Ravan is not going to kidnap you, then we would really have not a whole lot of reason to kill him. So, for the pastime to go on, it has to happen. I understand your womanly feeling. How about I make you a deal? Next time when I come, right now you're thinking you're leaving me crying like this. Next time when we come, I will leave you in the same way. And then you can cry for me and we will call it even. So this was the transcendental deal that was made in between the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the time when Lord Ram came as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishnu Priya came as Devi Sita, instead of Sita leaving Ram, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Vishnu Priya to cry for him, and she cried for a long time. But that is what she wanted. She wanted the payback. I have caused my husband this, so I must suffer and go through the same thing that I have put my husband through. So she was, although crying and in anxiety and so on in distress, but she was happy about that okay, I am getting my deal and I gave enough grief to my husband, so it's okay. I will happily go through this. So Dameshwar Mahaprabhu is the temple where that deity is established. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, actually he did not tell his wife before that he was going to take sannyas. So after he took sannyas and he came back, Vishnu Priya wanted a permission to go see him. And none of the devotees were in the mood to grant that permission. But the matter went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And he said, okay, in the assembly, when there are all the devotees present, she can come and see me once. She cannot see me alone, but she can come and see me once in front of everybody. So when she came to see him, he also gave her, when she was crying, what will I have without you? He gave her his own murti, that you have this. And then she demanded one more thing. What did she demand? She demanded her shoes. So please give me your slippers also. I want to worship your slippers for the rest of my life. Not only did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give her his slippers, he actually gave up slippers for the rest of his life. He never wore slippers again. He gave his last pair of slippers to his wife, his ex-wife, and never wore any footwear again. So she took those slippers and she worshipped them. And those slippers are also there in the Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu temple. They are all over 500 years old. So they're in a very deteriorated state. So they've been covered over by silver covering. And if you request the pujaris with a small donation, they will bring out those slippers and let you have darshan of those slippers. You can touch them, feel them, you can put your head to them. It's very, very interesting place, Dameshwar Mahaprabhu. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy is completely flowing over there. Mother Vishnupriya took a vow or a vow for the rest of her life that she would chant the holy name, and for every one round of the holy name chanting, she would take one grain of rice, not one spoon, not one cup, one single grain of rice, and put it in a bowl. And the next round and next single little piece of rice. And that way, whatever she had collected, one grain by one grain, by the end of the day, she would soak that in water, not even cook that, and consume that, and that was her only diet for the whole day. Don't ask me what she did on Ekadashis. But you can ask me any other question you like. It's 9 o'clock now. Is it okay? Is there any questions or comments? No questions? No comments? Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Mati Sita Thakurani ki, Shri La Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.